welcome to Digital Care Group. So happy that you decided to join us. Pastor Josh and Lindsay here. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I can't believe this is number
29.
29. It's crazy.
It's the 29th Care Group, and we believe that you're here for a reason and a purpose. Deaconess Jess, it's good to see you.
Good to see you always, Pastor Josh and Lindsay, and every single one of you precious people.
You excited, Jess?
I am. Yeah. Got some really amazing stories to share.
I feel like you do every single time, and we're excited because I haven't really heard all of them. You got so many of them, so we're looking forward to hearing what you're going to share today. And Pastor Darren, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Josh, Lindsay, Jessica. It's good to see everyone. Always grateful for y'all taking time to come hang out and be with us and be part of the Digital Care Group. It's such a great blessing.
It is a great blessing. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we just want to do this real quick. If it's your first time joining, welcome. We're so happy that you're here. We want to give you a gift. So just please allow us the honor and the privilege to do that. You can allow us to do it by just scanning that QR code that you see right now on the screen. Or you could also text GRC New to the number that you see on the screen right now.
Yeah. And if you, after the care group is all finished up and you just want to dive into it a little bit more and a little bit deeper, we also have care group study notes that are available on our website. So if you want to do a little bit more of your own study or maybe share with others, that's available for you. And if you're feeling like maybe you need a little bit more community, you're wanting to dive in a little bit deeper with some like-minded believers, we also have the digital lobby. That is a great experience. We could talk more about care group together. You could pray with others, share just what the Lord is doing in your life. So it's a really beautiful space. And the last thing, if you want to share this care group with somebody, we could, we have the YouTube channel that you could go onto that and you could watch this care group and others on demand. And also, if you're more of a listen on the go kind of person, you can catch the care group on the major streaming services. And there should be more information about that popping up on your screen.
That's right. So we're just so excited that you're able to do all that. And it's amazing that we can continue to do this and have all these resources for people to just spend time getting to know Jesus on their journey. And that's what this is all about. We're all taking a journey together. And what's the journey look like? Getting to know who Jesus is and what he's done for all of us at the cross and what it means for us in our relationship with God. I think it's the best journey to take.
It is.
So today, without any further ado, we're going to get into what we're going to talk about. And we like to start, this is the way we like to start, by just showing a clip from one of Pastor Prince's most recent sermons. So just right now, lean in, get ready to this word, this preached word from Pastor Prince. And then we're going to come back after the clip and we're going to talk about it. So check this clip out.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God, and this is the wisdom of God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. The word save is not just save in terms of you're now born again, you're saved from hell, you're saved from eternal destruction. But save there is also the word for healing. Remember the word sozo, salvation, soteria, the noun. It's an all-encompassing word for any, save from anything that came in because of Adam's fall. So God says, it pleased God. Notice the phrase, it pleased God by the foolishness of the message preached to save, to heal, to deliver, to prosper, to protect. Amen. That tells us it's God's plan and he's happy about it. And that makes it very crucial that you listen to the word of God. People say, the people of the world say, now, by the way, it doesn't say foolishness of public speaking. No, it's the message preached. It must be the message preached. It's not just the preaching. Anyone else can stand up and do public speaking on various topics. Amen. They can attend TED Talks and do a lot of talks or conferences. They give a lot of talks. And these talks have a lot to do with wisdom of men, wisdom of the world. But God is talking about the message preached, which is what? We'll presently see that it's Christ crucified. It must be the message preached. And yet God calls it by the foolishness of the delivery, this preaching. God, of preaching the message preached God has, yes, please, God, to save, heal, deliver, protect, prosper. Hallelujah. So it's important, it's vital for us to keep on listening to the word.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So, Lindsay, I'm just giving you a heads up right now that you're going to have to keep me in check because I got a lot to say about this.
It's not an easy task.
I mean, it's tough because there is so much in what Pastor Prince just shared that I'm getting very excited about it because I know what he's talking about and how it has blessed me and changed my life and our life and our family. And I say this all the time, but we should repeat it. I think it's good for us to repeat this, but it's just amazing. I love what, and I wasn't really going to share this, but even listening right now, right? I just want you guys to maybe take a moment to just let it settle in what you just heard. Just take a moment also, not for us to just like move on or rush into something so quick, but just to really think about what did Pastor Prince just say? And he wasn't doing public speaking. He was preaching under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, his ministry is to glorify the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so special about when Pastor Prince is preaching. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit to glorify and lift up the person of Jesus. And while he was talking, I was just thinking about how it says it pleased God. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know what pleases God. So I was like, wow, I wasn't even thinking about that. Please God. Well, what pleases God? That through the message preached about who Jesus is and what he did for us at the cross, that we, the ones that he loves so much, would be saved from every single thing that came in through the fall of man. And I wasn't even like thinking about talking about that, but it seems very simple. It seems foolish, and the Bible says it is foolishness to a group of people who seek after signs. And he's referencing, you know, the Jews of that day that were seeking after signs and miracles and outside of like their search for the Lord in that particular time that he was talking about in the first century there. And then also the Greeks who were like seeking after like, you know, wisdom, philosophy and thought and intellect. And it's just like, This doesn't seem very powerful to talk about Jesus being on the cross. It doesn't seem very wise, but it pleased God through this message and people listening on the other side of it to receive all types of breakthrough and transformation. And I've experienced that personally. And it's just an interesting thing that he was talking about, like public speaking and everything, because there's so much public speaking that's out there today. And so I was just thinking, we're not at a loss for seeing all the different types of talks, whether they're TED Talks. And we're not saying that we're necessarily against, you know, TED Talks or anything like that. But at the same time, we have to make a differentiation between a TED Talk and anointed preaching. Mm-hmm. And so for me in my life, you know, I've listened to Pastor Prince for years preaching about who Jesus is and what he's done while I've been driving to work. Driving home from work, waking up in the morning, and there's something about it where faith just comes alive when you're hearing this message about Jesus being preached. Mm-hmm. And then also some other things come alive in you too, where whatever it is, and I've experienced this where I didn't have what it took to become the best, because this is my background, like forklift mechanic or technician. And I couldn't keep up with a lot of people. I just didn't have the ability in and of myself to keep up with people in the way that they were talented and gifted. And, you know, no matter how much I tried to upgrade myself or to level up or make myself better so that I could now depend on myself, it didn't work. It never amounted to a lot of growth. And I'd be frustrated. But then it was just weird. I would spend time just listening to anointed preaching about who Jesus is and about what he's done for me at the cross, and I can't explain it. I don't know how it happened, how the water turned into wine. It was almost like I was filling myself with the water of God's word, and then at some point, like, it supernaturally translated into wine, which represents for me, like life in a certain area of my everyday life, like in my workplace, in my relationships, the way that I spoke to people, the way that I was able to just navigate my everyday life and all the different practical things that people go through every day. I experienced just filling myself with the water of God's word. And then all of a sudden, like whenever I went to do a certain thing, like I would know this or I would know that or just something I can't completely explain, but the power and the wisdom wasn't in me trying to level myself up or listen to a public speaking or a TED talk to convince me that I'm going to get better so I can rely on myself and manage my life independently from God.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the thing that's really stuck with me, is that when Pastor Prince is preaching, he's glorifying the person of Jesus, and it's right in alignment with Scripture. And I just wanted to read this verse. It reminds me of when Pastor Prince is talking about this. It reminds me of this verse here from Scripture that Paul writes. He says in 2 Corinthians 1:12, "For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity." And then he explains what that means. "Not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you." And so this is so interesting, because Paul's saying, and this is what I've experienced, that there's a fleshly wisdom. What does that mean? A wisdom that is anchored to your own human limitations, your own human strength, mere human strength. The worldly way of like getting better is depending on yourself, getting better, leveling yourself up, growing. And we're all for growing and getting better, but not so that we can depend on ourselves.
Yeah.
The message that's being preached is not depend on yourself. The message is, no, don't depend on yourself. Mm. Depend on the Lord. And that's the wisdom of God. And it's interesting where he says right here, like, it's not by fleshly wisdom. You would have thought he would said it's by godly wisdom, but he didn't say that. He put like an opposite of fleshly wisdom. The opposite of it is the grace of God. So it's like very interesting to me that the opposite of like worldly human wisdom is, yes, godly wisdom, but it's described as the grace of God though. So I've experienced that under this ministry where it's like, I'm hearing about the unmerited favor of God, the goodness of God that's freely flowing toward me, apart from my thoughts, my words, and my actions. And as I've listened to it, I can truly say that my life every day has progressively gone in the direction of me experiencing just knowing what to do in this area, knowing what to do in that area, being saved in different areas of my life, not by me trying to muster up more intellect or more power and then independently managing my life, but by really leaning into this message of who Jesus is and what he's done. And that is grace. That's the whole message of grace. It's all surrounding the person of Jesus and honoring the work that he completed at the cross. And I feel like that has completely revolutionized my life. And I just thought of this real quick, guys. Like, this was something I was thinking of, is like, worldly wisdom, as he was preaching, I was thinking about this. Worldly wisdom is depending on yourself and making yourself better so you can independently manage your life. And then godly wisdom is grace. And that's what the scripture says. Godly wisdom is grace. It is his unmerited favor, which is entirely based upon you receiving from the Lord. Because the Bible says he gives grace to the humble. So we're desperately depending on the Lord and receiving all that he has for us. And that's what this whole message is about. I'm just so thankful that it's translated to practical areas of my life.
Yeah.
The last thing I just want to say before I... Am I doing all right? I'm going to pass it over to you, right? Is the verse that I love that reminds me of what we're talking about from the clip is in Romans 1:16, I think, right there, right? Where he says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel." And I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to experience, oh, you should be ashamed. That's too foolish of a message. Mm. Are you telling me it's this simple? Like you have to search like YouTube to get like this class and take this class and you know, go through this training. And we're not against classes. We're not against training. We're not against education. But at the same time, like I need to prioritize what the Bible says is the power of God. Mm. And it's not It's not searching YouTube and all these different platforms to gain more information or more knowledge, but it's actually to see God's word as my food and my sustenance and the power of God. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because it is the power of God. And he says, unto salvation, right? Mm-hmm. For the Jew first and then for the Greek. And he says why it's the power of God. He says, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. So why is this message the power of God? Because in the message that's being preached, how to become right with God is revealed. And it's not by your efforts. It's not by your performance. It's not by your strength. It's by you trusting in the one who hung on the cross for you, took your place, rose from the grave, is seated right now at the right hand of God. And like there's this divine exchange where it gives you a security, a hope, and a trust to not have to resort to the world's way of getting ahead and becoming better and having a happy life.
Yep, for sure. I love it.
So that's what I got.
Yeah, so good. And I love just like how you were bringing out and how Pastor Prince brought out the difference kind of between good information that's out there, especially in this like podcast world that we live in, that there's so much information and everybody's an expert on something and there's always something to listen to, but that there's good information. And then there's the good news of Christ and him crucified. And that is truly the only thing that can bring across change in our lives. And one simple one word, one foolish word of preaching can completely change everything, especially if it's been, you know, like a struggle that you've been going through or a wrong thing that you've been believing and struggling with. It just takes one word. And it could be even a message that I've found that you've listened to before, but in that season, it just hits different. It's just exactly what you needed to hear in that moment. And it made me think of a time when our daughter, who is 11 now, but she was a little baby and she had gone through some health struggles. And it was a few months later and she was good and everything. But I think all of the stress and worry hit me later. So it didn't hit me in the moment. But once I knew she was good, that's kind of when I felt it most. And I was having crazy like heart palpitations. My heart was racing and like blurry vision and everything. And it was a mess. So I ended up going to the doctor. And they were like, okay, your heart rate is through the roof. They even asked me, I think, if I was doing drugs or something because of the rate that my heart rate was. It was crazy. And they said, okay, we can't do anything tonight. We're going to send you home. We don't think you're going to have a heart attack, which was wild to hear because I think I was only 28 or 29
something
at the time.
Something like that, yeah.
But they sent me home the next day, sent me to a cardiologist and put, you know, like heart monitors on me and everything. And what came of it was them giving me websites with tons of articles of all ways that I had to reduce my stress. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this to reduce your stress so you don't put stress on your heart. And as a new mom who already felt like my hands were way too full, I said, how am I supposed to manage that now too? I have to worry that I'm stressing myself. Like I can't. I'm stressed that I'm getting stressed, you know? And in that time, I listened to a message from Pastor Prince, and he was talking about Martha and Mary. And I had listened to him preach on Martha and Mary before, but this time, just the difference of Martha and everything that she was trying to do, and Mary just resting at Jesus's feet. And Pastor Prince, you know, bringing out that Mary has chosen the best part, just to rest at Jesus's feet. And in that moment, it just did something to my heart. And I didn't have to go for like physical heart and just emotionally. And just it did exactly what it needed to do in that moment, even though I had heard him preach about Martha and Mary before. But I didn't have to go for the 30-day heart monitor and all these other things. It was just like a instant, this is what you need.
Went away, right?
Yeah, it completely went away. And one of the verses that he brought out was Matthew 11:28. And I have it in the Message translation because that's just kind of what I went to in that time. And it says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. So in this time that I'm, you know, trying to find all these articles of how I need to rest, and it's all right here. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So that verse was life to me then, and it's life to me now. And I would like to say that, you know, now I have no stress and I'm just a cool cucumber. But that's not, you know, that life happens and life has happened since then. But I can kind of tell now when I'm getting a little dusty and I need to spend that time just sitting at his feet and letting that water just wash over me and refresh me. And it's just so important, the house that you're planted in, the ministry that you're planted in, and the word that the Lord has for you in season. So this was just a great reminder and kind of brought that experience back to me. And I'm just so thankful, you know, for the Lord and the foolishness of preaching.
Wow. I'm so, you know, really encouraged. And, you know, I think every one of us here has a story, I'm sure, you know, on how this message, right, the so-called, what the word says, the foolishness of the message preached, right? And, you know, like what Pastor had, you know, alluded to and preached on, you know, the last two Sundays about, you know, this foolishness of the message being Christ crucified. And it is about the finished work of Jesus at the cross. And I think, you know, because of what we've been receiving, you know, we have experienced this, you know, truly life-changing and transformation in our own lives. But it doesn't, you know, it's always an upward, and then, you know, we get through like valleys. And so, yes, last weekend I had that one of those valleys, you know, and, you know, sometimes I wonder why, you know, we start with like, I'm madly in love to now I'm just mad with Caleb. Right. And but, you know, it is it's just I guess it is really the impatient me. But, you know, I hope none of you experience this, but it's always about being in the car and he's driving and I'm directing. And, you know, how I wanted to take him to this place where, you know, it's touted as the best roast meats in Singapore. And, you know, he was driving in a way that I felt was totally, you know, just unacceptable. And I made my, you know, like views known, and he got very angry and he told me to shut up. I was so angry at that. And he said, can you just let me drive? Actually, that, you know, in other words, I saw it as shut up, right? But, you know, at that moment, I got so angry. I just said, forget it. Let's just go home. And then this was Saturday. And then on Sunday, when it came to, you know, worship, you know, really, we did it as like it's customary of us to go to church and to worship the Lord on Sunday. But I really didn't feel like it. I didn't even feel like I wanted to stand next to him, right? And, you know, so when it's time for worship, I refused to put my hands out. And I was like just totally, you know, the worst being on earth, right? And I just, you know, I'm just so thankful that I can share this without any conscience of a sin or debt that I had. Not that I'm proud of it, right? I wish I never had those moments. But I'm so thankful that I'm reminded that it is the pure conscience that has a power for us to live the abundant life. And, you know, as the, you know, pastor kept was preaching, the sermon went on, you know, my mouth started to speak the words that pastor was saying. And then, you know, my hand started to feel like I wanted to raise it up in worship. And then, of course, at the end of the sermon, everything was rosy and sweet, and I'm madly in love again. But, you know, do I think that it's not ever going to happen again? Well, I pray that will be the case. But, you know, if it doesn't and it comes back, I'm thankful that this is the message. This is the foundation that we stand on, that, you know, I don't have a debt conscience anymore because the precious blood of Jesus purged it all. And, you know, he did a perfect job and the Father raised him, right? It's the receipt of, you know, that we have been justified by his blood and his finished work at the cross. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, I can, and I'm always encouraged to live with a clear conscience, right? That it is, I'm debt free. And because of that, I can come into the presence of the Lord, no matter how bad I feel, and know that, you know, Daddy God's just waiting for me to just come back, right? And I wanted to share this wonderful testimony that I heard from a brother who, you know, through the preaching of the word, right? And we were sharing with him because he was going through some challenges and, you know, they were financial. And we, you know, shared the word co-work with him. You know, the Lord led us to talk about co-work and how it is, you know, in Hebrew, it's the bride and the groom letters, and it forms the word power. So the power to get wealth also in a marriage for married couples is when you agree, when you pray together and you believe and you agree on the same thing, that the Lord will provide and trust him that it will, you know, you will have it. And so he was sharing that his daughter, who is a teenager, she plays in the school senior, you know, basketball team, and she injured her shoulder, and she had to go for surgery. So at the doctor's clinic, the nurse told them that, you know, they've got to come back again the next day. They'll check it out and see what it will cost and all that. So they went back and they prayed and they remembered this word. You know, it is just a word that was shared, you know, but it came with a revelation this time. And they prayed together, you know, this couple, and believed that the Lord will provide. They went back to the clinic the next day and the nurse said, well, the surgery is going to cost $90,000. And he's like, wow, wait a minute. We don't have insurance because they own a family business and they take care. And I have permission to share all this with, you know, because I had checked in with him. And, you know, he said he wants this to be a blessing to all. So, you know, as a family business, they don't have insurance and they would have to pay for that $90,000. So he asked the nurse, is there any other doctor or clinic that you can recommend us to? We don't have that kind of money. And so the nurse goes away and then comes back within like a few minutes and says that, wow, we found that because your daughter is 18 years old, the surgery is going to be free. And, you know, like, they're like, what? Wow, how did it happen? So there was a whole lot of technical jargon, but at the end of it, I think we're not, you know, we don't have to understand fully to receive the things that are from the Lord, right? So they were so happy. He said he didn't care who was in the room. He just said, hallelujah, praise Jesus. And the surgery went very well. And the subsequent physio follow-ups that the daughter needed for recovery, full recovery, was also covered. And it all came free. And, you know, this is the first time he said that he had really tasted of this miracle and the goodness of the Lord. And it all just began with that one word that the Lord rekindled in him and his wife's heart. And I just felt like truly it is through the preached word that the Lord sozos us, right? That when we're open to receive the word, you know, it may not be for our current situation, but for such a time as this, it will be able to perform and deliver and heal. And so I saw in this that there was healing as well as provision. And it is so beautiful, right? That it is the Father's will. Like, you know, Pastor, you know, quoted from John 6:40, that the will of the Father, you know, is that, you know, everyone who sees Jesus, right, and the cross will, you know, the Son and believes speaks. And as we believe, so we speak. So when we speak of his finished work, that, you know, the Lord will give us everlasting life and he will raise us up on the last day. And I just wanted to encourage everyone here that, you know, if you're, you know, still believing for healing and you, you know, feel like, you know, just like the stories in the Bible, you know, the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years and the man with the withered hand, right? We see that they're not just infirmed and sick, but they've also lost a lot of money or they've not been able to have an income. So the Lord wants to bless us to walk in divine health and wholeness, and provide us exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can ask or think. If only we would receive and, you know, spend time in His Word and receive the Word for our lives, we will surely, with a free conscience from all our sins, knowing that Jesus paid for it, we surely will experience this wonderful, abundant life that our Abba Father wants to give us. Amen? So just praying that, you know, this will, you know, speak to anyone in that position and in that situation, and just simply receive the word for yourself. Amen.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, always bringing a marriage seminar to Digital Care Group. And keeping it real, I saw some eyes really light up with, identification of the realities of, you know, all the things that we go through in our married life. So thank you for sharing. And I hope we have Caleb's blessing and permission as well to share all that you're sharing to the rest of the world. So it's great. Yeah. Tell us more, right? Anyway.
Yes, I do.
I just want to share with you all today that I get to celebrate something really special about 5 days from now. And about 5 days from now, I will have been ordained as a pastor by Pastor Prince for 20 years. Like, we get to celebrate our 22nd wedding anniversary. So some big days are coming ahead of me and my family and with Phyllis and all. Grateful for the Lord's faithfulness, grateful for the Lord's blessing, grateful that, you know, just having this opportunity to have served the Lord and serve with Pastor Prince in a ministry now for 20 years. So that's pretty exciting, and I'm grateful for it. But I'm also, you know, looking forward to all that the Lord has for the next 20 years, you know.
Amen.
And I just want to share in context that I'm really only here because of the preaching of God's word. Before I was ordained as a pastor by Pastor Prince, you know, 20 years ago, I was running a small business on my own, and I didn't have any staff. It was a really small, kind of like a training and development type business. And I remember my wife, you know, Phyllis, going to work, and something bizarre would happen. Like, while I'm here trying to be responsible, trying to provide for my family, trying to run my business, trying to be diligent in trusting the Lord for wisdom, trusting the Lord for favor. Like, every time she would go to work and I'm, you know, left alone at home, and I'm trying to do my work, I'm trying to get started on all the things I need to do for that season of my life. Like, I will hear all these attacks in my head. I will hear the voice of the enemy, and I'll hear these voices of condemnation, telling me how irresponsible I am, how I'm not caring for my family, how I'm not providing for my family, when in reality, that's not the truth. But I'm just telling you, I keep hearing these voices of accusation and condemnation. And it felt like it was day and night, night and day, it was like nonstop, and I kept hearing these voices of condemnation. Just all the things that make you feel like dirty, unworthy, unqualified, and it's just nonstop. So I would try at that time to read the word, and something in my mind, like I couldn't really concentrate on the word, and I would try to listen to some worship, whatever I could do to like try to block out these voices of accusation and condemnation. And whatever I tried, it didn't last long. So what happened was I decided that, you know, I started to play some, you know, we used to have this thing called cassette tapes. I don't know if you're familiar with that. So I had some tapes in my home, and I would like play a Pastor Prince sermon, and I'll listen to it. And like, it gave me, you know, after I listened to the word and started the day by listening to the preach word, whatever it is Pastor was talking about, it may not be pertinent to what I was going through that day or what I, you know, needed that day, but just like hearing the preach word, hearing the person of Jesus, hearing about all the things that the Lord had put in Pastor Prince's heart, like it would give me a window of reprieve where I would stop hearing those voices and I could, you know, go focus on building my business, right? So I caught on really quick, and, you know, I had very little, you know, again, we're just gotten married not too long ago and didn't have a lot of savings, had spent a lot of money on the wedding, was trying to build the business, we're just starting out, we're in our new apartment, there are a lot of bills coming. But I felt this faith in my heart to, take a certain amount of money, and I bought 3 years of tapes from Pastor Prince. I bought sermons from 1997, 1998, and 1999. and it's because I started there because I knew that it all began for Pastor Prince in 1997, right? With the whole, the Lord opening his eyes to the gospel of grace. So, of course, I was hoping to be able to, when I can afford it, like move into 2000 and all that. So in my study, I had, 3 years of tapes. CDs were available for sale then, if you remember what CDs are, but tapes were cheaper. So whatever money I had, I bought 3 years of tape. And every morning what I'll do is I'll wake up. Immediately the moment I wake up, I'll hear the voices of condemnation. I'll hear the voices of accusation. And then I'll just go to my bookshelf and I had all these tapes lined up and I'll just, pick at random. And I'll just begin to listen and I'll listen and I'll listen. Some days I'll listen to one sermon. Some days I'll listen to two. Some days I'll listen to three. The maximum I've gone to is some days I'll listen to four. But then after the fourth sermon, everything gets kind of jumbled up in my mind. It's just so much preaching. But I would tell you that because of the preach word, it created this window where I would not hear this voice of accusation. And I could do my work, right? And by God's grace, the business was blessed. It was full of favor. And things worked out. And I stopped hearing this voice of accusation till today. I'm just not this of course, from time to time, voices would come, but not in the kind of attack that I was describing, that I experienced. Very concentrated, very, very intense, in such a way that it was almost difficult to function. So I would say 20 years on, I'm grateful for that season. Because in that time, I didn't know, Pastor personally, right? Just like most of us here, you've not interacted with Pastor personally. But I was pastored by Pastor Prince through the preaching of God's word. So even now, moments in my life when I feel unsettled, stressed, anxious about sometimes I don't know if you experience this. There are times in my life where, or seasons in my life where I feel this anxiety and I don't even know what I'm anxious about. If you ask me, Pastor Aaron, what are you anxious about? It's the problem is I don't know why. It's not a intense anxiety. It's just this in the background, low humming type of low key, low fi, whatever type of anxiety. I just feel could I be missing something? Could I be not? Is there something I should be doing? Is there someone I should be calling? I don't know what it is. And when those times come, all I do is I go back to my first love. I go back to, my first practice, how the Lord met me, how the Lord even caused my path to cross with Pastor Prince. Even before I knew him personally, of course, he was my pastor. But even before I had a personal relationship with him, I felt there's something about sitting under anointed preaching of Jesus Christ. So if you take a moment and ponder, right? Whatever you're dealing with today, whatever challenge you have, whatever you are believing God for today, sometimes what we need is not more solution, more yeah. knowledge, right? We live in a world where there's so much knowledge, but I think what we're really after is we're seeking truth.
Yeah.
Right? With the abundance of knowledge, with the internet, with AI, with podcasts, everybody has something to say about your situation. But there's no power in knowledge alone. We need the truth. And there's something about truth. And I think there's power in the truth that is found in Jesus Christ. That's why to make a distinction between, I think what Pastor's saying in this clip, to make a clear distinction that preaching isn't public speaking. To someone who is not a believer, it looks the same, right? Oh, this person is a great communicator. Oh, this person is a great public speaker, right? But preaching is not about the skills associated with public speaking. Because in this age, it's actually possible to just find a sermon or even scripture or Bible verses and teaching and a sermon structure online, memorize it, and deliver it, right? So if someone has a, imagine this, if someone has a great gift in public speaking, they can download a sermon, they can use ChatGPT, they can use whatever, and they can, you know, find a way to public speak the sermon. But I tell you, there's no power there. Because why? The minister matters, right? What we're hearing from pastor is, it's not like, you can even train a parrot, right, to say some lines from a sermon, right, Pastor Josh? But there's no power. So my concern with social media and the proliferation of knowledge, proliferation of podcasts, is like there are a lot of people sharing a lot of good knowledge. The words can even be the same. The principles can even be the same. The scriptures can even be the same. But my question is like, where does that come from? What source? Has this word gone through in this person? Has their life been convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit? And does it come forth, you know, with the fragrance of Jesus? That's anointing to me. It's when a minister, and I think that's what sets Pastor Prince apart, where like, when I hear him talk about Jesus, he's talking about someone that he has had a deep closeness and relationship with, that he has let the scripture, let the word of God, the Bible says, let the word of God dwell richly in you. So, like, you know, I'm sharing all this for us to all discern for ourselves. You can hear many good principles and many good things, many good handles, many things that are practical. Like, you can listen to all kinds of things, but weigh for yourself, like, is this drenched with the anointing of Jesus? Not just the words, but when you experience it, learn to discern the anointing, the person of Jesus. Because when it's anointed, then healing breaks forth. When it's anointed, then the Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm after. I'm like, there's some truths in scripture, right? Like, we can read the word of God for ourselves, which is important, yeah. Right? Which I highly encourage that we read it for ourselves. But in addition to meditating and reading scripture for ourselves, the Lord has given us Bible teachers.
Yeah.
Right? The fivefold ministry. Right? Bible teachers to reveal and open up. They're gifted in a special way by the Lord to, you know, is there a place to read the word of God for ourselves? Absolutely. But there's an anointing that God gives Bible teachers to bring about an illumination and an elucidation and to preach and bring forth the person of Jesus with such supernatural power that he, pastor, could be preaching about, like the recent sermon, about a cleansed conscience. And you can be listening to this at home right now and then receive a breakthrough for your finances.
Yeah.
Amen.
And be like, but Pastor Darren, that doesn't make sense. Precisely.
Yeah.
Right? That's why to the Gentiles, like, this Christ crucified is foolishness. It's like, it is illogical.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but it is truth. When Jesus is preached, like right now, right? Wherever you're watching this, right? We're not here. I'm not interested, Josh, Lindsay, and Jessica. I'm not interested for us to have a digital care group, to have care group together, just to give you more knowledge.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not our interest. We're not here to just create another podcast. We're not just here to, you know, do church. And I think our desire is that when we come together and we talk about Jesus together, that whatever you are believing God for today, right now, could you put it in the chat, wherever you're watching this? What are you believing God for? Is it an area of your finances? Is it an area of your loved one? Is it an area of salvation for a loved one that's unwell? You know, is it an area of your marriage? Is it an area of just your wellness? Or like me, you've experienced that big attack of just voices of condemnation and accusation. Whatever that is, put it in the chat right now, wherever you're watching this. And I'll tell you this scripture in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. Whatever you are believing God for right now, surround yourself by hearing the word of Christ. It's from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. So if you're believing God for wisdom, I see that in the chat. I see people believing God for restoration in their relationship with their children, right? You're believing for a breakthrough in your health, in your career. You're believing God for direction for the future, for more wisdom, for more favor. Whatever it is, the Bible tells us that faith to believe for your breakthrough comes by hearing the word of Christ. It doesn't say comes by hearing the area that you're seeking God for. So there are times in my life where what I do is I just let Pastor Prince's sermon play in the background. I just, you know, whether it's on the Gospel Partner app, whether it's on YouTube, there are a lot of free sermons on YouTube. Like, I just let the sermon play in the background when I'm going to bed, you know, when I'm preparing to go to work, like when I'm, you know, cleaning the dishes, you know, like whatever it is, like letting the word of God surround, believing that there's an atmosphere of anointing that fills the room when Jesus is preached. Because the context of this, and you know, Pastor Prince was sharing with some of the pastors recently about Romans chapter 10. We know the scripture, right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ, right? Using this version. It's not just the word of God. It's the word of Christ. It's Christ and Him crucified. You want faith? You want to increase in faith? Believe. Hear the word of Christ. Hear the preached word of Christ. And how can we say, right? Pastor was discussing this with the pastors. How can we say that the context here is about the preached word, not just the word that you read for yourself? Can you see a difference?
Yep.
We read the Bible for ourselves, but in this context, it's all about the preached word, because the preceding verses in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, same chapter, Romans chapter 10, right? Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15, it says, how then are they to call on Him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in Him, talking about Jesus, whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? The whole context here about faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ. It's about a preacher anointed by the Holy Spirit, not just parroting another person's revelation, not just parroting, you know, another person's knowledge, but personal knowledge, intimate knowledge, deep moments with Jesus in their own private time, right? Coming forth on a public platform, right? And it goes on to say, right, how should they, you know, hear without a preacher? And how should they preach unless they are sent? And that's what we do here in GRC. That's what we do here, you know, from Singapore to the rest of the world. We send forth the preacher to proclaim and preach Jesus. That's what this whole ministry is about. We're not preaching self-help. We're not preaching improvement. We're not preaching politics. We're not preaching like things that are, you know, are these things important? Of course they're important, but that's not our mandate. Our mandate is to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified and speak forth the power of the cross and the power of His resurrection, that Jesus died and He rose. That is the gospel. That is the power. So all that we're believing for, whatever it is, in our marriages, in the areas that we feel attacked by, in the areas of our anxieties, in the areas of our fear, in the areas where we feel discouraged, downcast, depressed, wounded, hurt, and offended, and upset, in all these difficult areas, just surround yourself with the preaching of Jesus. I know it doesn't make sense, but it doesn't answer my question. I understand that. But activate your faith, that the Bible just says this. Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing of the word of Christ. If we lay hold of that, right, as illogical as that sounds, this is the wisdom of God. It surpasses all human understanding. It's not supposed to make logical sense, right? Pastor can be preaching about the cross, there's healing for your marriage. Pastor can be preaching about the resurrection, there's healing for your finances. There's healing for your body. I don't understand it. It's the foolishness of preaching. I don't understand it. right? I just have experienced it, and I believe it, and that's where I'm channeling my faith towards. Amen? Pastor Josh.
Amen. I just think that this is something that everyone has the opportunity to experience. I think that's it's stirring my heart to experience it more. And, you know, it's everyone's opportunity that you can experience this. When you experience it, it becomes so real to you that no one with an argument can convince you out of what you've experienced with the Lord through the preached word. It's just very powerful. And not just like what's being like preached, but who's doing the preaching. I think it's so important. And that's what I'm catching also in this is like, there's time spent with the Lord that's being brought forth in public preaching, that there's an impartation that's happening. He's giving away, Pastor Prince is giving away his relationship with Jesus, that I get to also attach my faith to and be stirred to talk to Jesus for myself. It's beautiful. There's people that are putting all different things right now in the chat, Pastor Darren, like all different areas when you were sharing for them to do that. And I think one of the things that maybe could be good is for us to continue to put, you know, as you feel comfortable, put those things in the chat, and to realize something that I'm just like hearing freshly right now for myself as we're all talking, is there's such a difference between, because you can Google or go on YouTube and like, you know, marriage advice, parental advice, career advice. So you can categorize all the information that you consume. You can be that accurate to categorize it and search it so specifically. But this is so different. We're just talking about leaning into the anointed, Christ-centered, preached word.
Amen.
And somehow, some way, when we do that and we use that preached word to commune with Jesus, like it somehow changes areas that it wasn't directly speaking to. And so with that, I just want to maybe pass it down. I think it would be good to encourage people to continue to put those things in the chat.
Yes. And let's just pray together.
Yeah. Yeah. For us to have a time of ministry.
Yeah. Let's just, you know, appreciate everyone for sharing different areas that you're believing God for. And just want to invite, you know, Deacon Jessica to just lead us in prayer and just let the Lord minister and touch the people where they are.
Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for that you see these hearts, Lord, these hearts that desire so much, Lord, so much to know you more, Lord Jesus, so much to know you as their wisdom, to receive you as their healer, and Lord, to have healing in their bodies. We thank you for the breakthroughs that are so needed, be it financial, be it spiritual, emotional, be it in the bodies. We thank you, Lord. You see it all. And one word is enough to change everything. One word from you that has been preached to us by your anointing. So we thank you that even for tonight, Lord, that the words that we have shared, Lord, are not our own words, but that they be your spirit, that the people, that everyone here tonight catches, that, Lord, they be just such a sweet presence of your spirit that is power for us to receive every answer to and every solution that is already in Christ Jesus himself. So we thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. For you are our wisdom. You are our righteousness. You are our redemption. You are our holiness. And Lord, when we have you, we have everything. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing in our midst, even tonight. You're touching hearts. You're causing the hearts to be stirred, to be soft and able to receive every word that has been shared for whatever the purpose that it was first given for. Lord, we thank you. It will never return to you void, but it will accomplish the very purpose it was first sent out for. We thank you for your word. We love you, Lord Jesus, because you are our Heavenly Father's living word. You are the word of God in action. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for making it so easy for us to receive everything that we need, Lord, simply by just putting our ears close to you and hearing the preached word of Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you cause us to have this deep conviction in our hearts that all these blessings are surely ours simply because there is now no more condemnation. There is no more debt to be paid because Jesus has fully paid it all in our place for us at the cross. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for loving us so perfectly and unconditionally. And we know that, Lord, for tonight, every one of us will have encountered you and felt your presence and your power and anointing for every breakthrough and every miracle that we need. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can I just pray something real quick as Deaconess Jess was just praying that anointed prayer over all of you? I just want to pray that the Lord stirs your heart toward the preached word. He gives you the desire and the power to lean into the anointed preached word, and that you wouldn't just focus on the sermons that you think are going to speak to the situation, but the ones that would resonate with your heart and your spirit, that the Lord would draw you into those sermons, and that you would be aware and ready to receive all that the Lord has for you beyond what you can understand. So I just speak that over anyone listening, a husband that is right now having a difficulty in his marriage, that as you just lean into the preached word and receive it, just like a child, that somehow, some way would translate by only the way that the Lord could do it into the power of God in your situation right now in your marriage. So I just speak that over husbands, over moms even right now. They're having difficulty with their children. They feel the weight of trying to manage their household and their family. I just speak over any moms right now that are having difficulty, and just pray that the Lord would stir your heart to listen to the preached word, to just make some time, if it's on the background, that there would be one word that would just completely change and transform your household. I just speak that over you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What a great time of ministry and talking. And yeah. I want to go back again, actually, and rewind it. That was so good. Had so much fun with you, Pastor Darren, and everything that you shared, you know, from that clip. It was so impactful. And Deaconess Jessica, thank you so much for everything you shared and your stories. I mean, keep them coming, please. Thank you for sharing what you shared.
Of course.
I was going to text Caleb and just say I was surprised that Deaconess Jessica let you drive, but I'm not going to do that. Hey, this is the 29th,
yep.
Right? We said it before, the 29th care group that we've had. Can we just thank God and celebrate? I mean, that we've had 29 of these care groups. I believe that you guys have been blessed by them, and it's only because he's at the center of them. That's why.
Amen.
That you guys have been blessed. We've been doing this, and I'm so thankful for this resource for a digital care group and all the resources that we have. The reason why we're able to have all these available free resources is because of your generosity. So we want to take a moment to thank God for you. Just having that desire in your heart through your thanksgiving your worship to the Lord with your financial substance to make available all these free resources. And we want to do this, like, if that's you right now, that you've been giving and you've been just pouring out your heart with generosity in terms of your finances to make these available. We want to just give a moment right now for you to prayerfully consider to continue to do that. And anyone else that's just watching and receiving, you feel blessed that the Lord's been touching you and speaking to you and using this. If you would prayerfully consider continuing to worship the Lord with your giving. It's blessing a whole lot of people. And we're just so thankful that there are people right now that are moved in their heart to respond to what the Lord's doing just through thanksgiving. And if you're watching this right now, I just want to let you know there's no obligation to give, no pressure to give. If you're not in a spot to give right now, continue to enjoy these free resources and lean into the preached word and continue to spread and share the good news that you've been hearing with your friends, with your family, with whoever you feel led to share it with. We love being here with all of you for GRC Online Digital Care Group. It's the best, and we want to continue to encourage you. Keep coming. Keep leaning in. Keep showing up. Keep on hearing the preached word about Jesus. And we're expecting for your life to continue to transform and for breakthrough to continue to happen in every single area of your life. Amen. We love you. We can't wait to see you again.